بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. So we begin this evening seeking the aid and the help and support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We began reading from this famous hadith, the hadith of Abi Darda radiyallahu anhu, with regards to the clarification of the virtue of knowledge and the virtue of the people of knowledge and the great reward in this life and in the hereafter for those who strive to learn what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to apply that. And is the hadith of Abi al-Darda radiyallahu anhu. And this particular narration, it has been collected in more than one book of hadith. And this narration has been collected by Abi Dawood, and likewise by Imam al-Tirmidhi, and also by Ibn Majah. And this hadith has been collected by al-Darimi, and also Ibn Hibban and al-Tabarani. And likewise by al-Bayhaqi, this hadith has been narrated by al-Khatib al-Baghdadi, and also by Ibn Abd al-Barr, rahmatullahi ala al-jami'. This hadith is well known to the people of knowledge, and it has been narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with numerous chains of narration. And we see that Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he has declared this hadith to be authentic, and it is a hadith that is sahih. And it is a hadith that is authentic on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we see that we have the wording of Abi Dawood. And Abu Dawood, he mentioned this narration, rahimahullahu ta'ala fi sunanihi, in the chapter or in the book of knowledge, fi kitabi al-ilm, in the book of knowledge, under the book or under the chapter, babu fadli al-ilm. In the chapter, the virtue of knowledge. So Abu Dawood, he mentioned with his chain, rahimahullahu ta'ala, to Kathir ibn Qais, قَالَ كُنْتُ جَالِسًا مَعَ أَبِي دَرْدَاءَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ فِي مَسْجِدِ دِمَشْقَ فَجَاءَهُ رَجُلٌ فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا دَرْدَاءَ إِنِّي جِئْتُكَ مِنْ مَدِينَةِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِحَدِيثٍ بَلَغَنِي أَنَّكَ تُحَدِّثُهُ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا جِئْتُ لِحَاجَةٍ. We see that Kathir ibn Qais, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he is from the Tabi'een, and he is from the people of Asham, and he was sitting with Abu Darda, radiyallahu anhu, in the masjid of Dimashq. And he said that a man, he came to him, and he said, O Abu Darda, I have come to you from the city of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for a narration that I have heard that you relate from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have come for no other purpose. So this is the beginning of the narration. And we see it begins in this manner. For the student and the Muslim who ponders over this affair, he will find great benefits. But before we discuss the benefits from this narration, and we'll discuss it bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, portion by portion, and bit by bit, before that we look at this narrator, Abu Darda, radiyallahu anhu, and that he is from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who saw him and believed in him and followed him and learned from him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name is, or his kunya is Abu Darda. His name is Uwaymir ibn Zayd ibn Qais al-Ansari, radiyallahu anhu. And he is well known by his kunya. And he is well known by his kunya, Abu al-Darda. And he is a noble companion. And the first of the battles that he witnessed with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the battle of Uhud. And he was known for his devout worship. And he was known for his knowledge. And he lived until the Khilafah of Uthman radiyallahu anhu. And he died in this time, radiyallahu anhu wa as-sahabati ajma'in. Abu Darda, radiyallahu anhu, he is known as Hakim wa hadhihi al-Ummah. حكيم هذه الأمة. And this is what has been mentioned about him by الذهبي رحمه الله تعالى. حكيم هذه الأمة وسيد القراء بدمشق. That he is the wise man, considered the wise man al-Hakim from this Ummah. Meaning he was known for his wisdom, and he was known for his knowledge and understanding in the deen, and he is known for his piety and his righteousness. Radiallahu anhu. And likewise, he was from the best of those who recited the Quran. And what has been mentioned about him, radiallahu anhu, that he is from those who recited the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he is from those who memorized the entire Quran in the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he is from the best of those reciters. And he is from those who, the people, they learned the Quran from him after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was in Dimashq, and he taught the Quran there, and the people, they learned from him, radiallahu anhu. From his beautiful statements, the statements of Abi Darda, radiallahu anhu, that he would say to the people, مَا لِي أَرَى عُلَمَاءَكُمْ يَذْهَبُونَ وَجُهَالَكُمْ لَا يَتَعَلَّمُونَ تَعَلَّمُوا فَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ وَالْمُتَعَلِّمَ شَرِيكَانِ فِي الْأَجْرِ. He would say, radiallahu anhu, and from his noble quotes and pieces of advice that he would mention, radiallahu anhu, Abu Darda, he said, why do I see your scholars going away, meaning dying? How come I see the people of knowledge dying, going away, and the ignorant amongst you are not learning? And the ignorant amongst you are not learning. فَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ وَالْمُتَعَلِّمَ شَرِيكَانِ فِي الْأَجْرِ. He said, تَعَلَّمُوا. You have to learn. You have to learn because verily the scholar and the student, they are partners and they share in the reward. And they share in the reward. Abu Darda, he understood the virtue of knowledge. And he was from those people of knowledge. The people of knowledge from the upright, from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was mentioned about him, أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ الْفُقَهَاءِ الَّذِينَ يَشْهُونَ مِنَ الدَّاءِ. That he was from those people of knowledge that had knowledge and he had understanding in jurisprudence. And he was from those people who would cure. He would cure the individuals from diseases. Meaning he would cure their hearts from the diseases of shubuhat and shahawat. And he would cure them with knowledge and with a reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. And he would cure them with the knowledge of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And like this are the people of knowledge. They cure the souls and the hearts with the beneficial light and knowledge from the Quran and from the sunnah. Abu Darda, from his beautiful statements, is that he would mention, radiyallahu anhu, لَن تَكُونَ عَالِيمًا حَتَّى تَكُونَ مُتَعَالِيمًا. That you will never be a scholar until first you be a student. وَلَا تَكُونُ مُتَعَلِّمًا حَتَّى تَكُونَ بِمَا عَلِمْتَ عَامِلًا. And you will never be a student until you apply the knowledge that you know. And you will never be a student until you apply the knowledge that you know. He said, radiallahu anhu, إِنَّ أَخْوَفَ مَا أَخَافُ إِذَا وُقِفْتُ لِلْحِسَابِ أَنْ يُقَالَ لِي مَا عَمِلْتَ فِيمَا عَلِمْتَ. He said, that which I fear the most, if I stand for my reckoning, is that it will be said to me, what did you do with what you knew? Yani, what did you do with the knowledge that you had? And this is the reality and the understanding of that statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. That those who truly fear Allah azza wa jal from His slaves, they are the people of knowledge. Because whenever they increase in knowledge, they understand the greatness and the majesty of Allah and His power and His authority, and they fear Him. And also whenever they increase in knowledge, they realize their weakness and their need before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their deficiency. And whenever they increase in knowledge, they realize that they will be held accountable for that. So this causes them to be even more frightful and fearful and to strive harder to apply that knowledge so they will not be held accountable for that which they know. The people of knowledge, they're afraid. They're afraid with regards to their knowledge. They're afraid that they will be held accountable and that they will learn something and not use it and not benefit from it, therefore being a proof against them. This is the way of the people of knowledge. Abu Darda, radiallahu anhu, he says, وَيْلُ لِلَّذِي لَا يَعْنَمُ مَرَّ. He was said, وَيْلُ. وَيْلُ يَعْنِي الْحَلَاكُ وَالْعَذَابُ. And he making a supplication, a dua. And this is a warning for that person. May he be destroyed, the one who does not know. He would say that one time. وَيْلُ لِلَّذِي يَعْلَمُ وَلَا يَعْمَلُ سَبْعَ مَرَّاتٍ. But as for the one who who knows but he does not apply his knowledge, he would say it 7 times. وَيْلُ لَهُ وَيْلُ لَهُ. And he, meaning that this is something that is serious. It's one thing to not know, but it's even worse and more severe when an individual, he has knowledge and he does not apply it. Whenever an individual, he has knowledge and he does not apply it. So these are some of the beneficial statements that have come from Hakim hadhihi al-ummah Abi Darda radiyallahu anhu. So we begin the narration again. It comes from Kathir ibn Qais that he is sitting with Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu in the masjid. And it is known that Abu Darda, he used to sit in the masjid and he would be there and he would teach the people there. And he had many students and he had gatherings and he would teach the people and they would come to him to learn the Quran. And he would teach them the book of Allah, teaching them how to recite it and how to memorize it, and teaching them how to follow it and to apply it. Radiyallahu anhu wa an as-sahabati ajma'in. So this narration, it begins in this beautiful manner. Kuntu jalisa ma Abi Darda fi masjid Dimashq. Kathir ibn Qais, he says, I was sitting with Abu Darda in the masjid of Damascus. Faja'ahu rajulun faqala ya Abu Darda. And a man, he came suddenly and he said, Oh Abu Darda, inni jittuka min madinati rasul. Verily, I have come to you from the city of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why did he come? He says, li hadithan balagani annaka tuhadithuhu an rasulillah. Ma jiduka li haja. He said, I have come from the city of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a narration that has reached me that you narrated on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I did not come for any other need. And I did not come for any other purpose. I only came to hear this narration from you. I do not want no money from you or no praise from you. All I want to do is learn from you and benefit from you, the knowledge that you carry from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to hear this hadith. It has come in one wording by al-Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullahu ta'ala that Abu Darda, he asked him, ما أقدمك يا أخي? He said, what brings you, O my brother? What brings you, O my brother? قال حديث بلغني أنك تحدثه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, what brings me is a narration that has reached me that you narrated on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abu Darda, and this wording in Jami' Tirmidhi, he says, أما جئت لي حاجة? He said, you didn't come for some other reason? قال لا. He said, no. قال أما قدمت لتجارة? He said, you didn't come. Are you sure you didn't come for some business, some trade and some commerce? You came here to get some money and the likes like this, along with his intention to learn? قال لا. He said, no. قال ما جئت إلا في طالب هذا الحديث. He said, I did not come except in search for this narration. Except in search for this narration. We see the distance between Damascus and Medina. And we know in those days, they did not have airplanes, nor did they have buses or cars or motorcycles and the likes, but rather they would walk on feet, or they would ride on riding animals. But because of the great desire that the Salaf, they had to learn, and this is based upon their certain knowledge of the virtue of this knowledge, and that this is revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obtaining it is the means of success in this life and the hereafter, and that this is the knowledge that will lead to the mercy of Allah and His pleasure, they will go to great hardships to learn. They would go to great hardships to learn, and like this in traveling this distance, not for money, not for wealth, nothing from the dunya, but rather for a hadith. Not even for a hadith, not for narrations, but rather for one narration. He came to hear this narration. Likewise, in one of the wordings by Al-Khatib al-Baghdadi, and he has a book likewise called Al-Rihla fi Talib al-Hadith, He mentioned this narration in one of his wordings. He said that Abu Darda at this time, radiyallahu anhu, he told this man, Abshir in kunta sadiqan. Abshir in kunta sadiqan. Have glad tidings if you are truthful. And he told him he's coming for this purpose, no other reason, just to learn this hadith. Abu Darda, he's reminding him about the issue of ikhlas and the issue of as-sidq ma'allahi subhanahu wa ta'ala fi talib al-ilm, that a person, he must be sincere, and that he must seek the knowledge for the sake of Allah, so that he can learn what is pleasing to Allah from statement and action, from creed and from conduct. Learning for this reason only, seeking knowledge for this reason only, so he can apply that, so he can use that knowledge as a light for him to draw him near to the mercy of Allah and His pleasure. If this is the case, and he's truthful with Allah in that, فَأَبْشِرْ يَا أَخِي, then have glad tidings, yani of goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abu Darda, he says, Abshir in kunta sadiqan. Have glad tidings if you are truthful. If you are truthful, meaning truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your search for knowledge. In your search for knowledge. So we see in this portion of the narration, even before the hadith, even before the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this great benefit, showing us the great desire and care and concern that the Salaf they had for their deen. That the deen, it was the main concern and the delight of their eye. And they would not trade nothing for that, nor would they put it in any hardship or danger. And they would never jeopardize their religion, rather they would jeopardize their life first before their deen. And they would protect it. And they would go through great hardships, and they would be very diligent to learn it. And this is an example of that, traveling this distance. And traveling to seek knowledge, my noble brothers and sisters, this is a asl. This is a foundation and a fundamental principle with regards to learning. That the people of hadith, even before the people of hadith, before the tabi'een, even in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would travel to seek knowledge. Even the prophets before, they would travel to seek knowledge. And this has been established in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fundamental issue with regards to this in principle is the story in Surah Al-Kahf that we all know. The story of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam with Al-Khadir. And that he traveled whenever he found out that there was a man who had knowledge that he did not have. And it is known that Musa, he is from Ulul Azmi min al-Rusul. He's from the best of the Rusul, and he was the best of mankind at that time. Alayhi salatu wa salam, whenever he found out that there was another individual who has knowledge that he did not have, he did not wait. Whether he traveled, and he set out on a travel. And he mentioned, لا أبرحوا حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبة. He said, I will not traveling until I reach the junction of the two seas, or until I travel and travel for a long period. For a long period, to seek knowledge. No doubt at that time, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he's the most virtuous of the people. But this did not detour him from learning. Rather, he humbled himself alayhi salatu wasalam, and he went on this journey to someone who is less than him in virtue and less than him in reality and knowledge. But he has something that he did not have from this virtue of knowledge, and therefore he humbled himself alayhi salatu wasalam, and he traveled. He traveled. Whenever he met him, what did he say? هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَى أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا. He said, can I follow you? Can I follow you so that I can learn from you that which you have been taught from the upright guidance? We see that this is the way of the people of knowledge. That whenever we find somebody who has knowledge and he is upright, and what is apparent is that he is good in his conduct and manners, before that his creed is sound and solid and his methodology likewise is good, we follow them. We follow them because of the light that they have and the good that they have with them, and we benefit from them. And this is the way of the prophets before, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And this continued in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there will be delegations. There will be delegations from the qabail al-arabiyya, the Arabic tribes. They would come. They would come from far and wide in delegations. The leaders would send individuals to go in groups, traveling distances in the desert to meet the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to learn from him. And this is something that is known, traveling to seek knowledge, going out and setting on a journey, on a path to learn at Tawheed, to learn the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to learn his right, that he is the only one worthy of worship subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn the sunan of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, setting out on a path, leaving their home, leaving their family, selling their property, saying goodbye, astawdi'ukum Allah, all to learn the adhkar of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the morning and the evening, to learn the wudu of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before all of that to learn his creed. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. This is a methodology and this is a way of goodness. And the people, they have to take this seriously. And those who are able to go, they will go. And those who are not able to go, they will aid those who are able to go. Not everybody is able to go, but those who are able, they should go. They should go seek and they should learn. And they should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they should strive to go learn, to come back, to be a light and a benefit for their communities. And those individuals who are not able to go, they should aid them and support them and help them financially and any means that they have and any means that they can in this way. يَتَعَوَنُونَ عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. And this is from the greatest aspect of cooperating upon piety and righteousness. That they will cooperate together to learn and to bring back people who will be imams for their community and قُدْوَ حَسَنَة. That they will be good role models in this manner. But a person, he has to learn. A person, he has to set out in this manner. The companions, even after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they continued to seek, knowledge. And it's been narrated that one of the companions, he would travel days, a distance, far distances, just to hear a narration that he already knows, just to make sure that he had memorized it properly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And like this, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, he traveled from Medina all the way to Misr, to Egypt, to meet Uqba ibn Amr, to hear a hadith. He says that nobody left it on the earth has heard this hadith directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam except me and you. He traveled all the way to Egypt to verify the hadith from Uqba ibn Amr, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, radiallahu anhu, the hadith about sitr al-Muslim, the hadith about the obligation of covering the faults of a Muslim. This noble companion, Allahu Akbar, for this narration, he already heard it and he knows it. He heard it directly and learned it from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he wants to verify. There's one man left, he knows who heard it likewise from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he's in Egypt. He traveled there. It's mentioned on this journey that whenever he got there, he heard the narration from Uqba ibn Amr, radiallahu anhu, and did not even take his belongings off his riding animal. Whenever he heard the narration, he turned around and went back. Similar like this man in this narration, they came for one purpose. This is knowledge. To learn the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because they believe and they have iman and they have faith and they want to go to Jannah. And they know that there's a path, and that is the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so they will be diligent to learn that way. They will be diligent to learn that way. And the tabi'een after them likewise, my noble brothers and sisters, they continued the sunnah. The sunnah of seeking knowledge and the sunnah of traveling to seek knowledge. And it's been narrated from Sa'id ibn Musayyib, Sayyid al-Tabi'in, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he died in the year 95. After the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about himself, إِن كُنْتُ لَأَسِيرُ فِي طَالِبِ الْحَدِيثِ الْوَاحِدِ مَسِيرَةَ الْلِيَالِ وَالْأَيَامِ. He said, verily, I used to travel and search for one narration the distance of nights and days. The distance of nights and days. It's easy for them. It's easy for somebody who has a great concern about their deen to travel these distances and to go through these hardships. And this is from the benefit of reading the likes of these narrations and reading the likes of these chapters of knowledge, Babu Fadli al-Ilm, the chapter with regards to the virtue of knowledge. Because whenever a believer, he hears and he understands and he remembers the virtue of this affair, it will be easy for him to bear the burden and the hardship that it takes to achieve it and to obtain it. And obtaining knowledge is nothing light. Rather, this is something that is heavy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned to his Prophet, إِنَّ سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا, that verily we are going to reveal to you a heavy statement, a heavy speech. That which has been revealed to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not light. This is something heavy. But there are means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a believer he takes it, it will become light for him. And this was the case with them. And the beginning of that is that they were sincere and they had iman and they had faith and they believed in La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. They believe that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And they believe that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like this, they would travel nights and days in order to hear one narration from the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So like this, likewise, a believer will be diligent in these days, and we learn from this and we benefit from this. And even today, it's easy to travel, alhamdulillah, traveling in airplanes, we can go distances far, easy, and in cars, and the likes like this, it's been facilitated for us. And even for those who are not able to travel, for whatever the reason may be, financially or physically, the means have been facilitated likewise from the grace and the favor of Allah with these devices, and with these means of communication. And the statements of the ulama can come to us live in our homes, while we're sitting in the comfort of our own homes, live. The statements of the great scholars of Medina and Mecca and Riyadh, and other than that. And this is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should strive to benefit from. And even from those who are not able to benefit directly from the scholars, because they have not learned the Arabic language, they could benefit from the students likewise. And they can even use these devices to learn the Arabic language before they would have to travel distances to go learn the Arabic language. Now they can learn them on these devices, and they can have live classes. Walillah alhamd. A believer, he will take advantage of this and he will seek knowledge, whether he would go out on his own or whether he will sit in his home. In any case, seeking knowledge is the means of success, and seeking knowledge is the way of happiness in this life and in the hereafter. So at this time, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he responded and he said, فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ. So this man, he came to him and he mentioned this issue, that he came for this purpose and for this reason. He traveled this distance likewise, only for the narration. Abu Darda, at this time, he mentioned the narration that we see and that we know. The people of knowledge, they mentioned that it's possible that this was the narration exactly that the man came for. That possibly this narration is the narration that the man came for. And this is why he narrated that narration. But most likely, and Allah knows best, is that this narration was narrated from the aspect, and the people of knowledge, they say, الشيء بالشيء يذكر. Like one thing leads to another. The mention of one thing leads a person to remember to mention something else. So therefore, whenever Abu Darda, radiallahu anhu, he saw this man in this manner coming this distance, traveling to seek knowledge, at this time he remembered this narration from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he mentioned it like this, and he to encourage that man, you came all this distance to seek knowledge? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that about those who do what you're involved in, that he will have this reward. That he will have this reward. In any case, this is the narration that we study, and that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make beneficial for us, and to make a light for us to see and to understand from the statements of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Abu Darda, he says that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, "Man salaka tariqan yatlubu fihi ilman, salaka Allahu bihi tariqan min turuqi al-jannah, tariqan min turuq al-jannah." That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that whoever sets out on a path seeking knowledge in that path, then Allah will set him on a path from the paths of paradise. Then Allah will set him on a path from the paths of paradise. So we see that this is a great glad tidings, and this is a great encouragement to seek knowledge, that the path of paradise will be made easy for the individual who learns and who sets out on a path to learn this knowledge, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the knowledge of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the knowledge of the deen, deen al-Islami bil-adillah, and to learn the knowledge of the religion of al-Islam, and to learn the proofs and evidences with regards to that. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man salaka tariqan yatlubu fihi ilma," that whoever sets out on a path, tariqan, snakira, and this is nakira, meaning it's indefinite. يَطْلُبُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا. Also, likewise, nakira, this is indefinite. And this is to be general, meaning that any path, whoever sets out on any path, whether it's a long path, traveling on his feet, or a long path, whether he's going on a journey long distances, whether he's going down the street to his local masjid, or whether he's simply sitting in his home, opening up the device, all of this is included. Man sadaqa tariqan, any path, whether it's long, whether it's difficult, whether it's easy, whether it's short, and as long as he is sincere and seeking the face and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in seeking knowledge, yatrubu fihi ilman, then he will have this reward. And he likewise, the people of knowledge, they mention ilman, any knowledge, so long as legislative knowledge, knowledge of aqidah, knowledge of at-tawheed, whether it's knowledge of al-tafsir, or knowledge of hadith, or knowledge of fiqh, whether he's studying the ahkam al-shar'iyyah, or whether he's studying the creed, or whether he's studying tafsir, all of these are included. Whether he's learning about wudu, or about salah, and the likes like this, or whether he's studying about al-jannah wa al-nar, all of this is included. Man salaka tariqan yathrubu fihi ilman. Any knowledge from the knowledge of the revelation and of the legislation. Even if he's setting out, we should not belittle knowledge. Never. Somebody may be setting out today, in these days, to learn. He's learning Alif Ba Ta Tha, Jim Ha Kha. This is the path of knowledge. And this is the path to paradise. And this is a good path. And this is a foundation. This is a foundation. We have to learn the Arabic alphabet. We have to learn the Makharij al-Huruf, Sifat al-Huruf. We have to learn how to recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. All of this is considered here. It doesn't necessarily mean learning knowledge of the ulama and the likes like this. No doubt that is included. But in reality, it's any knowledge. Anyone who is sincere with Allah and he sets out on a path, on a straight path, to learn the knowledge of the deen, the knowledge of al-Islam, the knowledge of the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the knowledge of the way of sahaba al-kiram, radiyallahu anhum, he will have this reward. And likewise, setting out on a path doesn't even necessarily have to be a path physically where he's walking on his feet, but rather likewise to go over the knowledge and to review it, to memorize it and to look after it over and over, to open up the books and to research. All of this is likewise to take notes in a notebook. All of this is considered taking a path. All of this is considered a person that's doing this, he's on the path seeking knowledge. Whether he's looking in the, even sometimes some people will look in the phone if they know how to use the proper means to use the phone properly and the internet and the likes like this. This is all a path to seek knowledge. So long as he is careful and cautious with the sources that he reviews. And likewise, a student who reads the books as well, he will be cautious with the sources that he reviews. But the point is that this path, that is the path to paradise. It includes all of this, whether he's walking on his feet, whether he's riding on a plane, whether he's going to sit in front of the scholars at their feet, whether he's reviewing the knowledge in his home or sitting in his masjid, all of this, alhamdulillah. When he's, even somebody he's driving down the road, he can be reviewing the Quran. All of these people, they're on the path of knowledge. All of these people, walillah alhamd, they're on the path of knowledge. A believer, he would take advantage of this, and he would learn his deen, and he would hope that this would be a means for the path of paradise to be facilitated for him. مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَطْلُبُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا. The statement here, seeking knowledge, seeking knowledge. The people of knowledge, they clarify that whenever this word al-ilm is used, whenever it is used like this in an absolute sense, what is referred to as al-ilm al-shar'i, the legislated knowledge. So this here is not talking about the knowledge of the dunya, and the knowledge of the affairs of this life, and the knowledge of computers, and the knowledge of mechanics or engineering and the likes like this, but rather the knowledge related to the deen. And the people of knowledge, they clarify, al-ilm, qala Allahu, qala Rasuluhu, qala sahabatuhum, ulu al-irfani. That knowledge, what is referred to here, the knowledge that which Allah has mentioned in His book, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned in his authentic sunnah, and likewise that which the companions, they have mentioned, radiyallahu anhum, because verily they are the people of sound understanding. Because verily, the companions, they are the people of sound understanding. So therefore, this is the knowledge that is referred to. Setting out on a path to seek this knowledge. Knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His deen. Knowledge of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and His sunnah. It has been mentioned a beautiful benefit by Ibn Hajar, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and he clarified al-muradu bil-ilm. He clarified al-murad bil-ilm. What is the intent from knowledge? He says, al-muradu bil-ilmi al-ilmu shar'i. The intent with knowledge, whenever it is used, and the evidence is in the text of the Quran and the sunnah, and on the tongue of the ulama, the legislative knowledge. The legislative knowledge. الذي يفيد معرفة ما يجب على المكلف من أمر دينه في عباداته ومعاملاته. The legislative knowledge, that which will benefit a person, and he will be able to understand and know that which is obligatory for him to know with regards to the affairs of his deen, and with regards to the affairs of his actions of worship, and with regards to the affairs of his contracts and dealings with the people. والعلم بالله وصفاته وما يجب له من القيام بأمره. And likewise the knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His attributes, and the knowledge of how to establish His right property subhanahu wa ta'ala, وتنزيهه عن النقائص, the knowledge of how to be able to be upon clarity and creed, and to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has absolutely no deficiencies whatsoever, and that He has no weaknesses whatsoever, and that He is strong and He is alive and He never dies, and He needs no one. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, هو الغني القوي. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing this is the knowledge. This is the knowledge that is referred to here. Ibn Hajar, he mentioned, rahimahullah, وَمَدَارُ ذَلِكَ عَلَى التَّفْسِيرِ وَالْحَدِيثِ وَالْفِقْهِ. And all of this knowledge, it revolves around tafsir and al-hadith and al-fiqh. And al-fiqh. And the people of knowledge, they mention al-fiqh, this is the thamara, understanding. The understanding, this is the fruit of studying tafsir. And this is the fruit of studying hadith, to have the proper understanding. And as preceded in the introduction in yesterday's class, that wonderful and beautiful and beneficial statement of Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, أن السلف لم يكونوا يطلقون اسم الفقه إلا على العلم الذي صحبه العمل. That the Salaf, they did not used to use the word fiqh except to refer to the knowledge that is accompanied by action. That is accompanied by action. So therefore, this is the knowledge that we study. And this is the knowledge that is intended. And what is hoped from that is to have understanding. The understanding that is coupled with action. The understanding that is coupled with with action. So we see that this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man salaka tariqan yatlubu fihi ilman," that whoever sets out on a path seeking knowledge therein. This is a conditional sentence. Where's the response? The response. What is the reward for the one who sets out on that path? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Salaka Allahu bihi tariqan min turuq al-jannah," that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will set him on a path from the paths of Jannah. And this is as the people of knowledge, they mention, al-jaza'u min jins al-amal, that the reward is from the same type of deed, that individuals, they will be rewarded and recompensed according to their actions. And in the similar manner, from the same type of action they perform, they will have the reward. And whenever this person, he's sincere with Allah Azza wa Jal, and he sets out on that path to seek knowledge, knowledge of these affairs, knowledge of al-tawheed, and knowledge of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the avenues of khair that lead to His mercy and His pleasure, then as a recompense and a reward, justified, likewise, the path to paradise will be made easy for him. The path of paradise will be made easy for him. And this particular portion of the narration, it has also been narrated by Al-Imam Muslim, but from the Haditha Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and the wording is a little bit different. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilman," the similar meaning, that whoever sets out on a path seeking knowledge, sahalallahu lahu bihi tariqan ila jannah, that Allah will make easy for him the path to paradise. And the wording here in Sunan Abi Dawud that we're reading from, salakallahu bihi tariqan min turuq al-jannah. What has come from the Haditha Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim, instead of this wording here, sahalallahu lahu bihi tariqan ila al-jannah, that Allah Azza wa Jalla will facilitate for him and make easy for him a path to paradise. He will make easy for him a path to paradise. So there are many benefits from this portion of the narration. And from them is that the one who sets out to seek knowledge, that knowledge will be facilitated for him. And it will be made easy for him. And although this knowledge is heavy, but the one who is sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the one who is truthful with Allah azza wa jal, and he seeks it in order to understand and to know what Allah has made incumbent upon him and obligatory upon him so that he can apply that. And he seeks this knowledge so that he can know that which is not pleasing to Allah and that which Allah has made impermissible so he can avoid that. He has this intention. Then even though that this knowledge is heavy and seeking this knowledge can become very difficult, and there may be many hardships in the path of learning. Some of them hardships on the mind, some of them on the body, and likewise some of them on the wealth. But the one who is sincere with Allah Azza wa Jalla, sahalallahu lahu bihi dhalika. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make that easy for him. And He will make the knowledge light for him. And He will grant him the sweetness of Iman in his heart. And instead of finding a hardship, rather that hardship will turn into a delight for him. And he will have a paradise in his heart, and a Jannah in his heart from this knowledge before he even reaches the Jannah in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Kareem, He mentioned in His book, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِّرِ, that verily we have made the Qur'an easy to remember. So then is there anyone who will remember? فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِّرِ يَعْنِي مُتَّعِذْ مُتَذَكِّرْ, is there anybody who will ponder and take admonition? Is there anybody who will ponder and take admonition? Verily the Qur'an has been made easy. It has been made easy to remember. It's been made easy to memorize and to learn. It's facilitated. So therefore, is there anybody who would take admonition? Is there anybody who would benefit this and comply? This is the case. And likewise, some of the Salaf, they used to say about this narration, about this ayat, this noble verse from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, the meaning of this, هَلْ مِنْ طَالِبِ عِلْمٍ فَيُعَانُوا عَلَيْهِ, is there anyone who is going to seek the knowledge so that he can be aided and he can be helped? Meaning that the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to the one who is sincere. Although the knowledge is heavy and the distance in learning may be hard, especially in the beginning, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will facilitate for that individual and He will make it easy. And this is from the benefits of this narration. سَهَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, yani the path to paradise, which is knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make it easy for him. He will make it easy for him and He will facilitate that. And likewise, that which will be facilitated for him likewise is the application of that knowledge. the one who sets out on a path to seek knowledge and is sincere with Allah Azza wa Jalla in the manner that has preceded, then from the benefit of this narration we see the mercy and the grace of Allah for that person and his virtue upon him. The one who has that intention in order to benefit himself and then to benefit others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yasluku bihi tariqan min turuq al-jannah, yani yuthabbituhu al-haqqi wal-huda, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will make him firm and he will guide him to do actions that are pleasing, and that knowledge will be a means for him to perform the deeds that are good until he enters the paradise. All of this is from the ease of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the facilitation min taysiri Allahi azza wa jal li talib ilm. For the one who seeks knowledge, Allah will guide his heart and Allah will guide him to do the deeds that are successful and to do the deeds that are pleasing, and Allah will guide him to do the actions, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that from him, all from his mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, the path becoming easy, meaning the knowledge will be facilitated for him, and likewise the application of that knowledge will be facilitated for him. But it's very important to remember that statement of Abu Darda, radiyallahu anhu, abshir ya akhi, ha in kunta sadiqan, have glad tidings, brother, if you're truthful. So therefore be truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will find khair and goodness. You will find khair and goodness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who seeks knowledge in this manner, the knowledge will be facilitated and he will learn and he will be directed and guided to have the knowledge that he did not have before. And he will be directed and guided and it will be facilitated for him to learn the knowledge that he did not even have before. And this is what has been mentioned from the Salaf, that they used to say, rahimahumullah, من عمل بما علم أورثه الله علم ما لم يعلم. That whoever applies the knowledge that he has, then Allah will bestow upon him the knowledge of that which he did not know. Meaning that one good deed brings about another. And the people of knowledge, they say, الحسنةُ تجرُّ أُخْتَهَا. الحسنةُ تجرُّ أُخْتَهَا. That a good deed, it brings its sister. And it brings another good deed. So whenever a person, he is sincere with Allah in this manner, and he takes the means to get the knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doorways of goodness for him and grant him the knowledge of that which he did not know. So therefore, from this narration we see, or this portion of the narration we see, that we must take the means, and that we must strive, and that we must make effort. First, striving against our souls to be sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to seek the knowledge for His pleasure, knowing that He has made actions and statements obligatory upon us. And therefore we want to learn them and know them so that we can fulfill that obligation. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. You have to know that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. Seeking knowledge because it's an obligation. And then after that, likewise, striving to apply that knowledge. To know this knowledge. And for this reason, to fulfill the obligation of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon insight and upon clarity in a manner that He is pleased. The one who sets out in this way, he will have goodness with Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْ هُدَى. That verily Allah, He would increase those who follow the guidance, He will increase them in guidance. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى وَأَتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. And those who follow the guidance, then Allah will increase them in guidance and He will give them piety. He will give them piety in their hearts. Therefore we see the greatness of this narration. سَلَكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا مِنْ طُرُقِ الْجَنَّةِ. The one who takes the means, he rectifies his intention and then he moves upon that path. And he takes the proper means to learn the knowledge from the proper sources. What will happen for him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide his heart, and he will fill his heart with faith and iman, and he will bless him to do the deeds that are pleasing, and he will make learning easy for him, and he will be upon clarity in his deen. And he will be upon clarity in his deen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his grace and from his mercy. So we see in this wording in Sunan Abi Dawood, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man salaka tariqan yatlubu fihi ilman salaka Allahu bihi tariqan min turuqi al-jannah. Min turuqi al-jannah. That Allah will set him on a path from the paths of Jannah. We know that the majority of the time, whenever the straight path is mentioned, or the path of paradise is mentioned, it's mentioned bil ifrad, in a singular form. And we know that al-Islam is one path, and they're not paths. But rather the Sirat, al-Mustaqim, is one path. And that is the path to paradise. And it's only one path. And this is clarified in more than one place in the Qur'an. And likewise in the Sunnah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فتفرق بكم عن سبيلي. And verily, this is my straight path, therefore follow it. And do not follow the other paths, or else they will lead you astray from my path. So therefore, the majority of the time, whenever we see the issue of the straight path mentioned, it's mentioned in a singular form. But here, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's referring to the path of Jannah. He says, من طرقي الجنة, from the paths of paradise. And in reality, this has a proper understanding. And in general, we see that Al-Islam is the path to paradise. And the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is Islam. The reality of Al-Islam is the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in accordance to the understanding of the Sahaba, that this is the path to paradise. But that path, it has many avenues of khair. That path, it has many avenues of khair. We have as-salat, and we have as-sawm and zakat, and hajj. All of these are different legislations that are legislated from the paths of paradise, but they're all one. They are all Al-Islam. And like this, likewise, it has come in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah, and he said, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ, that verily a light has come to you in a clear book. A light, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a light. Verily a light has come to you in a clear book. يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ, that verily Allah, He will guide by way of that light and that book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide the one who follows it, and he following ridwanahu, following his pleasure, subul as-salam. Subul as-salam, the paths of as-salam and the paths of peace and safety and security. وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, and he will bring them out of the darknesses into the light by his permission and guide them to the straight path. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in this book that whoever follows the nur and the light that has come with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his sunnah, and likewise the book of Allah azza wa jal, which is clear, whoever follows it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide him. يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ, those who search and seek and follow the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. That requires for a person to set on a path. To seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, one, he has to learn his legislation. And that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, this is Al-Islam. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, and Allah, He said, I am pleased with Islam as your deen. And likewise, Allah, He mentioned about this deen that He's pleased with, that He has legislated subul as-salam, that they are subul, that they are paths of safety and security, paths of ease that lead to his home in the hereafter. Subul as-salam al-mu'addiya ila dar as-salam, that these are paths of safety and security that lead to the home of peace and safety and security. But the people of knowledge, they mentioned the intention or the intent by as-subul here, similarly like in this narration, turuq al-jannah, subul as-salam, the paths of the home of safety and security, or the paths of safety and security. Even some of the people of knowledge mentioned subul as-salam, yani subul Allah azza wa jal. As-salam hu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the paths of Allah azza wa jal. Al-Islam, it is one, but there are many avenues and many legislations. So therefore they clarify that the meaning is shara'i' ad-deen allati shara'aha Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala li'ibadihi, from the obligations and the affairs that are recommended and the likes like this, that there are many different legislations in the Sharia, yani many different sacred rights of Al-Islam, from them Jumu'ah is from the sacred rights of Al-Islam, and likewise the Hajj, and likewise the Eid. All of this is from the sacred rights of Al-Islam, the night prayer and the day prayer, the night prayer and the morning prayer, the obligatory prayer. All of these are from the sacred rights and the legislation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of them are from the path of paradise. And all of them are from Islam and from the path of paradise. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who put that person on a path from the paths of paradise, don't misunderstand that there is more than one path to paradise, or that there is only one path to paradise, and that is following the pleasure of Allah. But there are many avenues of khair that Allah has legislated for His servants, and that is clarified in His book, and likewise in the light of the guidance in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all of this is understood from the noble companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the paths of paradise, this is what is intended. And the reality of that, to summarize the situation and the reality of Subul al-Salam, which are the paths that lead to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned about this, وَهُوَ الْعِلْمُ بِالْحَقِّ وَالْعَمَلُ بِهِ إِجْمَالٍ وَتَفْسِيلًا. A beautiful summarization of the situation. And that is to have knowledge of the truth and to apply that in general and in detail. In general and in detail. So therefore, seeking out on this path to seek knowledge, or going out on this path to seek knowledge, what is the reward for that? That a person, he will obtain knowledge of the haqq, and he will be guided to apply that in general and in detail. And the reward for that is that he will have paradise. And the reward for that is that he will have paradise. So therefore, whoever strives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to follow his pleasure and to follow his guidance, then he will be given success. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he promised the believers this in his book. And he says, وَالَّذِينَ جَهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That verily, whoever strives in our cause and he strives in our obedience, then verily we will guide them to our paths. Meaning our avenues of khair and our ways and our legislation, the path of al-Islam and the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And verily Allah, he is with those who do good. And he is with them, meaning he will aid them and support them and give them success, and he will protect them in this life, and he will guide them to the goodness in the hereafter. So therefore, the one who follows the straight path in this life based upon knowledge and insight, then he will be given success in the hereafter to follow the straight path that leads to paradise. The one who crosses the sirat in this life safely and securely, then likewise, and he based upon knowledge and insight, he stayed away from the shubuhat and the shahawat, then likewise in the hereafter he will be safe from those hooks, and he will be safe on the bridge, and he will be safe on the sirat which goes over the back of the hellfire. Yadhin billah, and he will make it to the paradise by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by his aid and by his support. So therefore, we see the benefit of this first portion of this narration. And this is directly in reference to what that man he had mentioned, that he came all the way from the city of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After this, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he mentioned the next portion of the narration, and he says, وَإِنَّ مَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا رِضًا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ. That verily the angels, they lower their wings out of pleasure, pleased with the student of knowledge. They lower their wings, pleased with the student of knowledge. The people of knowledge, they mention about this great virtue, that the angels, they humble themselves, and that the angels, they lower their wings in this manner out of honor for the person of knowledge, out of honor for the student of knowledge, and respecting that which he is seeking. And this is a great, great, great virtue and reward, that there are angels. And this is something for a believer to ponder over, because a believer, he believes in angels. And this here is in reference to a great pillar from the pillars of Al-Iman. Al-Imanu bil-Malaika. Al-Iman bil-Malaika. From the most specific qualities of a believer. أَنَّهُمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. That they believe in the unseen. And from those things that a believer, he believes in with certain faith. Al-Imanu bil-Malaika. Believing in the angels. Here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is referring to certain angels. A believer, he believes in angels in general, and that which has come in general, ijmalan fima ujmil, and he believes in the angels specifically, and that which has become, that which has come in detail, wa tafsilan fima fussil. And like this, we see that there are angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has, they lower their wings of from humbleness, from honor and respect for the student of knowledge. Because that student of knowledge, he is carrying the inheritance of the prophets. He is carrying the prophethood with him in his chest, and he is seeking that. Therefore, out of respect and honor for him, the angels, they lower their wings for him, honoring him, respecting him. And also, this is an indication of the love that the angels, they have for the students of knowledge. That this is something that is clear, that this is something that is known. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that those who are seeking knowledge, there are angels around them. There are angels around them, and they lower their wings from humility and humbleness and respect and honor for them. And this is because the student of knowledge, barakallahu fikum, the one who learns sincerely for the sake of Allah, he brings good to the people. The people do not expect to be harmed from him. The people would never be expected to be harmed from the people of knowledge, those who are truly upright. Rather, the upright students of knowledge and the carriers of prophethood and those who are sincere with Allah and that, they bring nothing but good to the people. And they are the furthest of the people to harm them. And they bring sincere advice to the people. So likewise, like this, the angels, who are also known for giving sincere advice for mankind and supplicating for the believer specifically. Many narrations have come when the angels, they supplicate for the believer. And likewise, in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, they, out of humbleness and love for this person, the student of knowledge who is carrying the book and the sunnah in his heart, and the upright, noble conduct manners and his actions and creed and belief, then they lower their wings. They lower their wings in this manner. And they lower their wings in this manner. It has been narrated likewise from the Haditha Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And this narration is muttafaqun alayhi. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned about these angels. These angels that they respect and love the students of knowledge and the gatherings of knowledge. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Inna lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala malaikatan sayyara. Malaikatan sayyara. In one wording, sayyahin. Sayyahina fudula. That verily Allah Azza wa Jal, he has angels that go about through the lands. Fudulan. Meaning they're not from the rest of the angels. These are angels that are specific just for this deed. They have been entrusted to this issue here. Yattabi'una majalis al-dhikr. That they follow the gatherings of remembrance. Fida wajidu majlisan fihi dhikrun qa'adu ma'ahum. وَحَفَّ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا بِأَجْنِحَتِهِمْ حَتَّى يَمْلَأُوا مَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا الْحَدِيثِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that these angels here, they're extra angels, not entrusted to any of the deeds like the rest of the angels, but rather they're specific for going around and seeking out the gatherings of the remembrance of Allah and the gatherings of knowledge. And whenever they find a gathering of knowledge, they will sit down with them and they will surround them with their wings. Until the space is full from them, and from the ground into the heaven, to the nearest heaven. And they will gather them in this manner. They will gather around them in this manner with their wings from the earth into the heavens. From the earth into the heavens. And this is established in the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is something that a believer, he believes in. Because this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned and he has narrated. And from the pillars and from the conditions of that statement, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله تصديقه فيما أخبر تصديقه فيما أخبر, to believe in everything that he has mentioned and he has told us about these angels sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we see here that the angels, they're from the best of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. The angels, they're from the best and the purest of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they search the gatherings of knowledge. And they search for the gatherings of khayr. And they search and listen to the good and beautiful statements and the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the likes like this. But also contrary to that, or opposite to that, الشياطين. الشياطين شرار الخلق. And they're from the evilest of the creation. And they also go around, but they do not look for the gatherings of knowledge, and they do not look for the gatherings of the beautiful and the noble speech, but rather they go and they look for the gatherings of fuhsh and fujur and fusuq. And they go around on the contrary to the angels, looking for the gatherings of indecency and foulness and vulgarness and sin and transgression. So we see that the angels, they love to be around the gatherings of goodness, and they listen to the goodness. And on the other hand, the angels, the devils and the shayateen, the wicked jinn and the likes, they will go around to the gatherings of filth and evil and misguidance and wickedness. Of filth and evil and misguidance and wickedness. So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he has some very beneficial commentary on this narration. And from that, he said, رحمه الله تعالى, فَفِي هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ حَفُّ الْمَلَائِكَةِ لَهُ بِأَجْنِحَتِهَا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَفِي الْأَوَّلِ وَضْعُوهَا أَجْنِحَتَهَا لَهُ. Now, so he says that in the first hadith, there is the fact that the angels, or in this hadith that we just read, in Sahih Bukhari wa Muslim, that the angels, they gather their wings around the people of knowledge, around the student of knowledge in this manner, all the way into the heavens. And in the first hadith, وَضْعُهَا أَجْنِحَتَهَا لَهُ. And in the other hadith here that we're studying, In Sunan Abi Dawood, the angels, they lower their wings. So in one narration, it's mentioned from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the angels, they lower their wings for the student of knowledge. The other narration, it mentions that the angels, they gather around the students of knowledge, and they gather around with their wings, surrounding them, surrounding the students of knowledge with their wings. Ibn Qayyim, he says about this, فَالْوَضْعُ تَوَاضُعٌ وَتَوْقِيرٌ وَتَبْجِيلٌ. As for lowering their wings, this is out of humbleness and out of honor and respect. وَالْحَفُّ بِالْأَجْنِحَ حِفْظٌ وَحِمَايَةٌ وَسِيَانَةٌ. And the other angels who are surrounding them with their wings all the way to the heavens, then this is protection. And this is a means of protection and guarding for them. So therefore, there are two benefits from these narrations gathered together. Ibn Qayyim, he says, فَتَضَمَّنَ الْحَدِيثَانِ تَعْذِيمَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ لَهُ وَحُبَّهَا إِيَّهُ وَحِيَاطَتَهُ وَحِفْظَهُ. He said, rahimahullahu ta'ala, so now these two narrations together, this consists of the clarification that the angels, they honor the student of knowledge and they love him. And likewise, they surround him and they protect him. Ibn Qayyim at this time, he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, فَلَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا هَذَا الْحَظَّ الْجَزِيلِ لَكَفَى بِهِ شَرَفًا وَفَضْلًا. That if the student of knowledge, he did not get anything except for this great reward right here, this would suffice him. And this would suffice for nobility and honor. I mean, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has angels that he has created that do not disobey him and they do whatever he commands, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they lower their wings, some of them out of humility for the student of knowledge and out of honor and respect and love for him and that which he is carrying and seeking, and other ones they gather around him to protect him and to help him and aid him. This is a great virtue. This is a great virtue. This is not found in the gatherings of he said, she said. And this is not found in the gatherings of so-and-so and so-and-so. And this is not found in the gatherings of the affairs of the dunya, but rather this is found in the gatherings of knowledge. The gatherings of knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and about His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, we see after this, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ لَيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالْحِيتَانُ فِي جَوْفِ الْمَاءِ. The second part of this here, which is another sentence, that or another statement that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified in this narration, here in the wording of Abu Dawood, rahimahullah, وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ لَيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالْحِيتَانُ فِي جَوْفِ الْمَاءِ. That verily the scholar, the scholar and strong person of knowledge, everything in the heavens and in the earth, seek forgiveness for him. Even the fish in the middle of the sea. Even the fish in the deep waters of the ocean. In the wording by At-Tirmidhi and also Ibn Majah, it says, وَإِنَّ طَالِبَ الْعِلْمِ لَيَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ الْحَدِيثِ. That verity the student of knowledge. Here in this wording, it's mentioned that verity the scholar. And the other two books of hadith, verily the student of knowledge. And no doubt that whether he is a student of knowledge or a scholar, they both share in a portion of this. And each one will be according to their knowledge and their application. And no doubt the one who has reached the level of a scholar and knowledge and experience with knowledge and application of knowledge and sincerity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and striving against one's soul to be humble before Allah azza wa jal, no doubt that he has a greater portion. But even the student of knowledge, so long as he is sincere with Allah Azza wa Jal, he will have a portion of this. He will have a share of this reward. And that which is in the heavens and the earth, and even the fish in the sea, they will seek forgiveness for the people of knowledge. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned likewise about this narration. He says, فَإِنَّهُ لَمَّا كَانَ الْعَالِمُ سَبَبًا فِي حُصُولِ الْعِلْمِ أَلَذِي بِهِ نَجَاتُ النُّفُوسِ مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ الْهَلَكَاتِ وَكَانَ سَعْيُهُ مَقْصُورًا عَلَى هَذَا وَكَانَتْ نَجَاةُ الْعِبَادِ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ جُوزِيَ مِنْ جِنْسِ عَمَلِهِ وَجُعِلَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ سَعِيًا فِي نَجَاتِهِ مِنْ أَسْبَابِ الْهَلَكَاتِ بِاسْتِغْفَارِهِمْ لَهُ. So therefore Ibn Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned a great benefit about this. And why do the fish in the sea and all of these things in the heavens and the earth, they seek forgiveness for the person of knowledge? This is because the person of knowledge, he is the reason for the spread of knowledge. And he is the means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has made him a means for the knowledge to reach the people.
And likewise, this knowledge is the means for the purity and the success of the souls and the savior of the souls. And without this knowledge, the people and their souls would be destroyed, and they would be gaining and earning the anger of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And with the knowledge that the scholar he carries and he teaches and he brings with him in his statements and in his actions, then the people, they are guided by that. And likewise, the person of knowledge, his efforts are restricted to this, meaning he's not like the rest of the people. Some of the people, they go about and they get money and they go about and they enjoy themselves and their pleasures. But the people of knowledge, they have restricted themselves to seeking knowledge. And they have given up much of the affairs of this life and the likes, and they have sufficed themselves with that which will suffice them. And they have been content with that which will suffice them in order for them to spend their time seeking knowledge. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used them as a means to guide the servants and to save them from destruction and from misguidance and from whims and the likes like this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recompensed them likewise from the same type of their deed, from their action. Whenever they did this great action of ihsan to the creation and to the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the heavens and the earth and everything inside of them to also hasten to aid him and to save him and to be a means to save him from destruction likewise, and to seek forgiveness for him, and to seek forgiveness for him. So just in the same manner that he is a means to help and aid the people and to bring them from the darkness into the light by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the knowledge that he carries and that he bears, and from his manners and his conduct and the knowledge that he spreads and that he teaches, and that he has given his life to this effort to learn and to teach, then likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-kareem, tabaraka wa ta'ala, will recompense him by causing the creation to seek forgiveness for him. In the same way he did good for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he causes the creation, the heavens and the earth, and even the fish in the sea, to likewise to do good for him and to seek forgiveness for him. And this likewise has been also narrated in another narration by Al-Imam Tirmidhi from the Haditha Abi Umamata radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ وَأَهْلَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرَضِينَ حَتَّى النَّمْلَ في جحرها وحتى الحوت ليصلون على معلم الناس الخيرا. الله أكبر. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, verily Allah and his angels and the people, the inhabitants of the heavens and the earths, even the ant in its hole and the fish in the water, they all make salat on the one who teaches the people goodness. They all send salat, ليصلون على معلم الناس الخيرا. They all send salutations and a salat on the one who teaches the people goodness. And we know that a salat from Allah Azza wa Jal li abdihi is that Allah will mention him and praise him in the high ranks amongst the angels. And the salat of the creation for the people, for the angels, for the people, or these objects for the people from the heavens and the earth and the likes like this, this is that they will seek forgiveness. That they will seek forgiveness for the one who teaches the people goodness. This is a clear clarification of the virtue of knowledge and the virtue of those who obtain the knowledge sincerely, and they are a means to spread it. And they are a means to spread it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us beneficial knowledge and to aid us to be from those who spread that knowledge and a light for mankind. And we close with that this evening. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.